Welcome to your daily Hacker News Briefing. Here are today's top stories and opportunities. We kick off with Simon Willison's review of the Qwen 3.8-27B vision-capable LLM. While praising its impressive performance for its size across tasks like SVG generation and local coding agent execution, Simon highlights a hilarious default tendency. The model wildly overthinks simple tasks using its extra-high reasoning effort. Actionable tips to master this model. First, ignore the default X-high reasoning effort and set it to low or turn it off entirely when starting out, preventing the model from consuming all context tokens on mundane problems. Second, ensure its context length is set to its maximum capacity of 262,144 tokens rather than lower defaults like 8,192. Finally, use coding agent frameworks with shorter system prompts, like Pi, to fit better within context limits. For builders looking at open source opportunities, consider creating a reasoning effort wrapper proxy, a local fast API middleware that automatically intercepts OpenAI compatible API requests and downgrades X-high reasoning to low for simple queries. Alternatively, build a JSON to Markdown session visualizer that ingests raw AI coding agent transcripts and renders them into beautifully styled, readable Markdown. Next, Anthropic CEO Dario Amodi defended his stance on AI regulation in a post on X, arguing that well-designed rules do not cause regulatory capture. Amodi stated that Anthropic's policy proposals aim to disadvantage frontier AI companies while advantaging smaller competitors and open-weights models, while supporting pre-deployment testing for frontier open-weight systems. Key strategy here: design tiered regulatory compliance by exempting smaller companies and lower-cost models from heavy regulatory burdens while applying rigorous safety testing strictly to frontier models. Open source project opportunity: build an open source AI compliance toolkit. Smaller labs struggle with navigating testing frameworks. This tool would provide automated, standardized safety and alignment benchmarks tailored specifically for open-weights models to meet pre-deployment testing standards easily. Moving from policy to hardware, an embedded engineer from Trinidad and Tobago responded to Dmitry Grinberg's critique of RISC-V. The author argues that RISC-V's true value lies in accessibility and affordability for the global 99%, demonstrating how a single base instruction set scales seamlessly from 10-cent microcontrollers to complex SoCs. Actionable developer tips: use RISC-V for unified vertical skill transfer, ensuring assembly, calling conventions, and debugging skills learned on ultra-cheap chips like the CH32V003 transfer directly to high-end multi-core MCUs and Linux single-board computers. Additionally, leverage low-cost official debuggers rather than expensive enterprise-grade hardware. Open-source project opportunity: build a global dev board shipping aggregator. Engineers in developing nations face exorbitant shipping costs from major US and European distributors. An open-source directory and purchasing route optimizer could identify regional alternatives and group-buy opportunities. Shifting to AI tooling controversies, John Gruber criticized Anthropic's implementation of semantic text watermarking in Claude, arguing that forcing probabilistic word choices to comply with regulations compromises writing quality, precision, and clarity. Tip: experiment with James Podolsky's interactive essay titled How AI Text Watermarking Works to Understand Semantic Fingerprinting. Project opportunity: develop an LLM watermark detector and neutralizer, an open-source tool that analyzes text strings to detect hidden semantic watermarks across multiple LLM providers and offers stylistic rewriting options to smooth out forced token biases. In decentralized networking, Reticulum is a cryptography-based networking stack designed to build sovereign, decentralized local and wide-area networks using readily available hardware. It operates under adverse high-latency conditions, avoids source addresses entirely, and enforces strong encryption by default. Tips for builders: construct autonomous communication infrastructure using off-the-shelf hardware and leverage portable self-sovereign addresses that become globally reachable within minutes. Project opportunity: create a Reticulum web bridge, a lightweight gateway daemon that translates Reticulum packets into WebSockets so standard web frontends can interact seamlessly with mesh networks. Anthropic also published an official documentation page outlining the system prompts used in Claude's web interface and mobile applications. Actionable tip: provide up-to-date context like the current date and structural formatting guidelines via system prompts at the start of every conversation. Project opportunity: build a Claude system prompt difference tracker, an automated scraper and front-end difference viewer that monitors Anthropic's documentation page and alerts users whenever a model system prompt is updated. For retro gaming enthusiasts, Mean Hamster Software announced AGI 64, a new AGI interpreter bringing classic Sierra adventure games like Space Quest 1 to the Commodore 64. The free tool compiles user-supplied game files into a 1 MB EasyFlash-compatible CRT file. Tips: use the tool to convert standard game files for hardware like Kung Fu Flash, and manage saves using 1,541 compatible drives. Project opportunity: develop an AGI 64 cross-platform save converter to read the custom save disk format and export files to modern formats for emulators. In programming languages, Rhombus version 1.1 is now available, bringing features like Anet and Anet.def for defining annotations without macro code, alongside new binding forms. Tips: use Anet.definite for simpler data validation, and leverage the as binding form for better readability. Project opportunity: build or extend a language server protocol implementation specifically tailored for Rhombus 1.1 to provide auto-completion for new binding forms and annotation definitions. Mathematics education gets a massive boost as Sheldon Axler's renowned textbook Linear Algebra Done Right is now available as a free open-access 4th edition in multiple languages. It features a novel determinant-free approach and over 250 new exercises. Tips: adopt determinant-free proofs for clarity and access the free PDF directly from the author's website. Project opportunity: build an interactive Axler exercise solver, featuring community-contributed or AI-generated solutions and hints for every exercise, structured chapter by chapter. In biotechnology, researchers explored applying a plant photosynthetic process to treat dry eye disease by restoring moisture and cellular function through light-driven biochemical mechanisms. Project opportunity: build a biotech literature tracker, an open-source web scraper and AI-powered summarizer that flags cross-disciplinary biomedical breakthroughs between plant biology and human medicine.